Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Northwood United Church and this time when we celebrate the presence of God, and in a special way, through song today. I hope you enjoyed the summer. Wow. Now that I've got your attention... We're here to celebrate all that God does in our life and through us and in us and between us and in this world. And today especially, we're going to celebrate that through song. You'll notice that the service is filled with music. And so all of it will be on the screen. But if you like to see the music and to read it off the actual kind of page, there are Voices United and More Voices hymn books on both sides here, and you're welcome to go get a copy of those. And there will be lots. So we are a people who have, from our very beginning, been singers. In the letters of Paul, you hear Paul talking about a community which gathers and says a prayer and sings together. In the book of Acts, the very earliest church, what is it that they did? Well, they gathered to break the bread, to offer prayers, and to sing. That's who we are, folks. And so we gather, as we do every week, singing our hearts out in praise to God. A number of people over the last couple of weeks have submitted the song that sings in them, or their favorite hymn, or the hymn that that brings them back to faith. And so the service has been pulled together using kind of, I guess you'd say, the top 10?
Yeah.
Northwood top 10? So, there are lots that have been submitted that one individual said, this is my favorite. And unfortunately, there were so many that I had to narrow it down. Three or more mentions got in the service this week. But I will continue to use those over the months as we pull together service. So we're going to begin singing the number one, wow. Northwood number one, What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
Thank you.
can take it all to God in prayer, because we know that God is there with grace and acceptance and love. And we know that because we have seen it. Not only have we seen it in life, we've experienced it in relationships, but we know it because, well, once again, we witness it in the amazing story of Jesus, our Christ. A story of love that has no end, that goes to every length to show us that love. We sing of love. Jesus loves me. You know, there's songs connected with, or stories connected with every song we sing, right? Especially these old familiar ones. I'll never forget Norm Cannon, the now late Norm Cannon in Salmon Arm, sitting down. He had never taken a piano lesson in his life, but he'd played for his entire life in jazz bands. And he sat there and started out playing Jesus Loves Me with one finger. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, boom, boom. Just like he would have the first time he played it. Boom, 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 boom. And slowly, slowly, he expanded it into the fullness of music that had poured out of him for his entire life. He was about 82 when he was doing this. And he made this incredible rendition of Jesus Loves Me and then brought it right back down to the way he played at the very end of his life. Very simple, very straightforward, same refrain. Yes, Jesus loves me. And though Jesus was, through Jesus, we can capture a glimmer of that unending love, that love that is from our beginning and through and beyond our ending. Love of God, which has brought us and this amazing world into being, has brought us as individuals into being. And through life, when things are challenging, when things are soul testing, we are never alone in it. But God is with us. That's what our creed says. We trust in God. We are not alone. We come to the garden of God alone, and God walks with us and talks with us. We sing of God with us. I come to the garden. Hearts and our minds and our voices in praise of God who talks to us and walks with us. So let us join our voices in a song prayer, asking God to be with us not only in the garden, but in peace and in grace and in light and in spirit here this morning. And as you see the symbols of our faith brought forward, I invite you to stand as we sing together. But for now, let's just take a moment in silence, in a rest between the phrases, to open to God's presence in silence for a moment. This time together here has become a dialogue. Have you noticed it? It just happened. In which we call upon God to be among us and to move, breathe within us, to as a wind moving between us, as grace resting upon us, resting upon this world, as fire burning in our hearts, as light enlightening our minds, as a healing stream restoring our bodies and our spirits. We call upon God to be among us and we say, come, be here. And God responds, I, the one who created you, the one who made this amazing spinning globe, I have called you into being, into life, into courageous living. I have called you and I need you to be love in this world. Can I send you? Can I give you this world? And we respond, yes, here I am, Lord. It is I, Lord. We have heard.
Oh.
Will you join me in prayer? Holy God, we give thanks for the gift of this day and in it for the gift of community, kindred souls with whom we share a piece of the journey and a song in our hearts. And today we're especially grateful for those who have gone before us in the way of the gospel, who have opened our ears and opened our eyes and opened our hearts to this incredible good news that we try to live at the heart of life itself. That nothing in all creation, nothing at all, could ever separate us from the love which created us, from the love at the source of all life. We thank you for those who have nurtured that faith within us. We thank you for companions on the way who can remind us when we lose track. We thank you for those who venture into the world with that good news in their hearts to try and heal and bring justice and peace. And we give you thanks for the courage that you place in our hearts that allows us to be a part of that wonderful project of good news in the world. Oh God, you know us so deeply. You know our past and our present. You are aware of the state of our spirit in this moment. So today we give you this time that we will spend here in worship and ask that once again our hearts and minds would be open to your presence, your power to heal and transform, your power to inspire and energize us. As a community of compassion, we spend a moment right now to hand over all that we carry, all the individuals who are especially on our minds today because they're sick or grieving or lonely, all the places in our world where people hunger for justice and for dignity and for the basic things of life. Especially today we pray for Syria and the people of Syria who are living with a steady descent into war. Be close, O God. Hear our prayers for all those on our hearts and minds today that we have named this week and placed before the community, and that our names spoken only within the quietness of our heart. O God, we ask these and all our prayers in the name of the one whose life and teaching has the power to make all things new, Jesus our Christ, whose prayer sings in our hearts in this way.
Thank you.
friends, we come and we can unburden ourselves in this place and know that God is here and can carry every burden. And we know this because Jesus came to show grace. That grace is at the very heart of all things. And that grace can turn us around, can turn this world around. He showed it in his words, but more poignantly showed it in his life. That grace will prevail. God's grace, which accepts you and loves you. This is the good news. Thanks be to God. Let us proclaim that grace, singing Amazing Grace, which was number 2, by the way. Thank you.
go. There we are.
So we've just been singing a lot of songs, eh? And those songs were chosen by these people. They're the songs that they have sung since probably they were your age. They were your age at one time. Isn't that amazing? It's true. And they've been singing those very songs. Those were the kind of the new ones back then. Yeah. You know, one place, this is where we're singing a lot today. And where do you sing in your life? Like, where do you sing? Not too much? Where do you sing? At school? In choir? Wow, the Bell Center. I've never sung at the Bell Center. That's, wow. Any other place you sing? Same? Anybody sing? I'll ask everybody. In the shower? Anybody sing in the shower? It's a great place to sing. Good kind of resonance. No? Don't sing in the shower? I don't know what this is about singing in the shower, but there is something. Maybe it's that it looks like a microphone or something. Squidward sings in the shower, absolutely. Yes, from SpongeBob. Yeah, I know. There's a place that we sing right about this time of year in our family, and that's around the campfire. You ever sung around a campfire? And yeah, you have? Anybody sung around a campfire? Yeah? Look at that. That's incredible. There aren't a lot of places where we sing as a community anymore in life, right? But, you know, we sing O Canada at the hockey game. But by and large, most people don't do a lot of singing. But the church is a place where we do a lot of singing, and everybody? Almost everybody put their hand up when we said, a campfire. The good thing about campfire songs is that people know them by heart. Can anybody name a campfire song?
Kumbaya.
Kumbaya, yes. Yeah, there's one that... Fire's burning. You know that one? First one. You were going to say something, though. Fire's burning? Oh, were you? There you are. Any others that you know?
The Red River Valley.
The Red River Valley. Can't remember the words. Yeah. I'm a little piece of tin. Nobody knows where I have been. You know that one? No? Okay. That's your generation and my generation, but it must have come out around my time and it's carried on, but some folks don't know that one. You know, campfires, and we know them by heart. We don't have sheets of music around the campfire. We just share them and we remember them. And we do them enough times that they get inside of us. It's true at the church too. And the songs that we sing at the church, like I'm a real believer in learning things by heart. Because once you know them by heart, they're in your heart. And the songs that are in our hearts then shape how we live. And there's one that you know and that I believe is in your heart. And it's one we sing here, and it's one we sing in other places too. And it's, I just need my guitar pick. And it's not up on the screen because we're gonna sing it by heart. And it goes like this.
Let it shine.
sing you on your way with the Spirit in me greets the Spirit in you. Alleluia. God's in us and we're in God. Alleluia.
Know that the book of Psalms in our Bible was the Jewish hymn book? Basically the hymn book. It's Voices United circa 900 BCE. Okay? And so when we think of the songs that have sung in the hearts of sang in the heart of Jesus, sang in the heart of our forebears in the faith, we look to the Psalms. And we're going to sing two, but the first one has been turned into a hymn. Make a joyful noise, Psalm 100.
The next psalm is going to be Psalm number 96 on page 816 in Voices United. And Gina, if you wouldn't mind playing it first, it's a sung refrain. Sing a new song. this, and then the dark ones, if you could join in there, and also where it says R, where it's going to be a sung refrain. Sing to God a new song. Sing your praise, all the earth. Sing and bless God's holy name. Tell the glad news of salvation from day to day. Declare God's glory among the nations, among all the peoples, God's wonderful works. For great is God, and greatly to be praised, to be revered above all the gods. For all the gods of the peoples are idols, but you, O God, made the heavens. Honor and majesty attend you. Strength and beauty are in your sanctuary. Sing a new song unto God, who has done such marvelous things. Ascribe to God, you families of peoples, ascribe to God glory and strength. Ascribe glory to God's name. Bring an offering and enter God's courts. Worship God in the beauty of holiness, and let the whole earth stand in awe. Say among the nations, it is God who reigns. The world is made firm and cannot be shaken. God judges the people in equity. Sing a new song unto God, who has done such marvelous things. Let the heavens rejoice and the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and all that fills it. Let the fields exult and all that is in them. Then let all the trees of the forest sing for joy. And for you come, O God, to judge the earth. You shall judge the earth in righteousness, its people with your truth. Sing a new song unto God, who has done such marvelous things.
So I had some conversation with a few people this week about the song of their that sings in their heart, the song that they have, that gives voice to their faith. And so I have asked three people to come and, to pick a song to bring to us, and then, but to tell us why. What is it about this song that so beautifully sings in your heart? And I remember some years ago, I went on a retreat with a group of ministers, and it was led by Peter Short. And one of the things he did one evening is he said, I'm not going to talk to you this evening, but I want you to pick the song that is the reason, or that speaks to the reason you're in ministry, the reason, the core of it all for you. And so we all picked one, and then we spent the evening naming those, just naming them. And then the group sung them to us, which is an incredibly powerful thing, to have a group of people sing you the song of your heart. So I've asked three people to name three songs, tell us why, and then we will sing them to them. And Addie Aline is our first.
I chose the song Like a Rock because it reminds me of when I was growing up in church. Thanks. It reminds me of growing up in church and how it's always been a favorite of mine. It has fairly simple words, so it was a good song to learn as a kid. It was one of the earliest songs that my sisters and I learned in church. But its tune is what has me whistling it years later. In the first line, when it uses a simile for us to see God as a rock, I actually found that a bit confusing, because God being under our feet just didn't make sense to me. But I see now that it tells us that God is always supporting us, and that he's the first to catch us when we fall. The next few lines paint an image in my mind, a starlit sky or horizon promising a new day. Those are some of my favorite things that we tend to take for granted from time to time. The last line closes the song perfectly when it speaks of a river rolling towards us, rolling towards an ocean. I see the ocean as God and the river as the congregation working together to reach a common goal or to find our home. And though there may be rocks or dams and bumps in the way, we have confidence that the stream is taking us towards our home. The song reminds me of my days of children's time at the front each Sunday and what the song itself means to me. I hope that you can see something else or perhaps a memory of your own and possibly catch yourself humming it sometime.
Terry Hill has chosen one for us as well.
Well, ask me to say a few words about the hymn that made the most meaning to me when I was younger or some part in my life. And after some thought, I came up with Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. The song brings me back into the early 1960s when I was about 7 or 8, and my mother and I used to walk to church. We lived in Vancouver, and we went to Marple United, and we didn't have a car. It was quite a walk, and we would walk there every day, every Sunday. And Marple United was, and I think it's still there, is like a very big old church, and it had like stained glass windows and wooden pews. And when you went there, every Sunday, they would sing, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. And I still can remember that. And when one of my friend's grandmother used to be in the choir there, and she wore the blue gown, and she was about 75 or 80 years old, and I could still picture in my mind her singing that song, Holy, Holy, Holy. So that's why it's special to me. Thank you.
Oh,
goodness, that brings back memories. Yeah, now the church has, now the service has begun. Hey, I have, yes, black robes in my mind, and yes. Number one in the Presbyterian hymnal, and number one in the old blue hymnary. I know this. Yes. Myrna McCrae has one to put before us.
I was blessed that my mother and I spent a great deal of time together, and particularly going to church together on Sunday. In 1989, she passed away after a two-year-long struggle with metastatic breast cancer. Shortly after she was diagnosed, and if you can picture this, her bedroom was, they lived in an older home in Surrey, and she lived up, her room was upstairs, and there was a chimney that came from the main floor up through her room, and there was a cupboard beside it. Anyway, when I was visiting her in her room one day, she said to me, Myrna, she said, Jesus came to me. And I said, what? She said, he came to me, she said, in a white robe. She said he just appeared from out behind the cupboard by the chimney. And he said to me, don't be afraid, I am with you. And she spent, of those 2 years, she spent the last 9 months in hospital. But all who spoke of her after she passed commented about the grace that she carried with her through that struggle. And so whenever I hear this song, She Flies On, I think my mother's spirit is still with me, but in a more visible and meaningful way. And if I might, just as an aside, my father too had a very strong faith, and he, when he passed away in hospital, he was reading his Bible, the passage from John about, in my father's house are many mansions. And the hymn that we played at his service was In the Garden. So this is doubly meaningful for me today.
Thank you.
So what is the song that sings in your heart? What is the song with which you have great memories of people of faith? We're going to go from this place at the end of this service. But my hope is that as we go, you will be singing that song in your heart, and then it will change the way you live. Now we will continue in our worship as we bring before God our offerings. And while that is happening, Jean Bethune is going to sing a song that sings in her heart. God, you have given us so much. We bring you these offerings that they might serve your purpose. We bring you ourselves that we might serve your purpose in this place. Let your Spirit work through these gifts and through us. In Jesus' name. Amen. I wanted to draw your attention to a few things going on in the life of Northwood as we seek to be in service and action in the community. You can see out in the gathering area that the kids' camp notices are all over the place. So if your children or grandchildren would like to come to kids' camp in the last week of summer, please let us know. We're collecting registrations. Carrie is in... My colleague is in Nova Scotia right now. She will be back on the 30th of July. I am heading out for 10 days, starting on Thursday, and we will be ably led by others in the next for the next two Sundays. But just know that if anything happens in your life that you need to connect up with us or with the minister, do call the office. Shelley is in the office Monday to Friday for the next two weeks. And Jennifer Swanson, formerly Jennifer Perch, who is in ministry at Crossroads, has agreed to pinch hit for us from a pastoral perspective if there are any emerging issues. So please don't be shy about letting us know what's going on in your life. I also need you to know that if you could hold Carrie in your prayers right now, Carrie, you will not believe this. I know. Carrie was in a car accident in Nova Scotia. For those of you who don't know, Carrie, my partner in ministry here, was out in Nova Scotia 2 years ago and was in a car accident. And this year she went out again and she was in another car accident. So she's okay. She's hurting, but she's okay. And she's feeling a little persecuted, I think. So hold Carrie in prayer, will you? We'll see her in another 2 weeks or so. Oh. Brian Martin is not available this Sunday. Brian always comes up here and does announcements for the fall fair wearing the goofiest of outfits, including a hat with flowers, pitchfork in his hand, but I draw the line at red sweatpants. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you're glad of that. I know. Well, he always puts it up just like that. There we go. The fall fair is happening on the 8th of September, and I said that I would try and be Brian as best I could, which is a bit of a piece of work for me. So we need you. We need you. All people in this church need to be involved in this activity. It's the fall fair, the biggest fundraiser in the life of Northwood all year. And at this point, Brian and Brenda and Cindy, Andre, I'll get this right. I always rope Cindy into it, even though that she's, yeah. But Andre are working really hard, but they can't work alone, and there are a couple of big pieces that are needed. There's folks needed for setup on the Thursday and the Friday, September 6th and 7th. There's the need for two trucks to make that happen. Without this, we're not going to have the stuff here that we need for the fall fair. So two trucks. And so far, just Brenda and Andre have signed up for that. So if anybody's got a truck and can help with that, that would be great. The setup will happen on Friday the 7th. There's still need for team leaders and helpers to come and help in their sections. On the fair day, most urgently needed is folks to work on parking. Need four people. And somebody to head up the concession. That's a biggie. There's lots of help for that, folks with a lot of experience with that, but if you would be willing to coordinate that, and seven people are needed there. And the hope is that some money will come in, and we need somebody to count that, keep track of it, account for it. And that's five people needed. Ticket sales, toys, children's games, plants, all of that is needed. So if you haven't had a chance to sign up on the big sign-up sheet, this would be a great week to do it. And I know that Brenda Prisciani's blood pressure will go down a fair bit if something happens this week. So that's great. All right. Yes, please do.
So Friday
Yes, I went to visit him this week, and he's just full of beans. It's great, after so quickly after surgery. So, one other announcement, and that is about this next part of our service. A visit from two among us this week who have been engaged for 5 years, and they think it's about time that they did something about that. And Jan Armour and David Huseman are going to come forward. We're a people of covenants, and so they are going to come forward and make their covenant of marriage with one another in response to the love of God that they have seen unfold in their relationship. So please come forward. Dearly beloved, we are people of love, formed by love, created in love, meant for love. And it is such a treat to watch and witness love unfold in our lives. And it is a gift to be able to be here with you two and witness your covenant of marriage, rooted in the love of God which has claimed you. And so, with this brief service, we witness and hold you in our prayers as you covenant to be together in marriage. Let me say on this occasion that since the time that you made your intentions to be married known, lo, those 5 years ago, no one has offered just cause why you may not. Your presence here indicates that you have come with the full assurance that this is a step that you wish to take publicly to signify the commitments that you have already made in your hearts to one another. And therefore I ask you, David, do you choose Jan to be your wife? And if so, please answer, I do.
I do.
Jan, do you choose David to be your husband? And if so, please answer, I do. Would the congregation please stand? Do you, the faith community of these two persons, give them your blessing and promise to uphold and care for them in their marriage? And if so, please answer with great gusto, we do.
We do.
You may be seated. Let us pray. Holy One, the promises that are about to be made will be said with sincerity. And so we ask that you bless these intentions with your life-giving spirit, which will enable their fulfillment. Amen.
I, David, choose you, Jan, to be my wife.
To have and to hold from this day forward.
To have and to hold from this day forward.
For better, for worse, for richer, for poorer.
For better, for worse, for richer, for poorer.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
In joy and in sorrow.
In joy and in sorrow.
To love and to cherish.
To love and to cherish. And to be faithful to you alone.
So long as we both shall live.
So long as we both shall live.
This is my honest.
This is my honest and joyous vow.
I, Jan, choose you, David, to be my husband.
I, Jan, choose you, David, to be my husband.
To have and to hold from this day forward.
To have and to hold from this day forward.
For better, for worse.
For better, for worse.
For richer, for poorer.
For richer, for poorer.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
In joy and in sorrow.
In joy and in sorrow. To love and to cherish,
to be faithful to you alone,
and to be faithful to you alone
as long as we both shall live.
long as we both shall live.
This is my honest and joyous vow.
This is my honest and joyous vow.
Sacred and precious, bless the giving and receiving of these rings, that those who wear them might live in love every day of their lives together. Amen.
Amen.
David, I give you this ring.
David, I give you this ring.
Jan, I give you this ring that you may wear it as a sign of our marriage.
You may seal your promises with this. Let us join together in prayer for these two people. O love that will not let us go, we thank you for the gift of life, and in life for the gift of marriage. We thank you for the joys that come to people as they commit themselves to each other and as they live out their commitments in their homes and families. Today especially we pray for Jan and David as they embark on this adventure of life as husband and wife. With them we thank you for the joy that they have found in each other. Help them support each other with patience and understanding and honesty. We pray that they might experience in life all that they dream, all that they long for. We pray that their home might be a place of gathering, of community, of love and grace for them and for their family and friends. Look with favor on all of our homes. Guide us through the joys and sorrows that we experience in all things, that your love and your life might flourish in us. Amen.
Amen.
Jan, David, friends and family, this part of the service is now over, and the task of living every day as beloved of one another begins. So may the one who has given you this love in the first place and whose spirit has fanned it into the beautiful life that it is bless you with humor and humility, honesty and openness, faith and courage and love that is abundant. Amen.
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 Friends, please greet the newly married couple. They ask that we close this service with a song. My life flows on in endless song. How can we keep from singing?
Thank you.